water, to me, I've always seen water as being all connected, whether it's above the ground, like surface, or mm-hmm. below the ground. Government handling of things is sometimes sort of fragmented. You mm-hmm. know how that goes. Mm-hmm. And the League of Women Voters that I've been in since I was old enough to be a member has always advocated for water management on a watershed basis. And that, in many minds, just that terminology seems to just only think about surface water, but we're also equally concerned about groundwater. Yeah. But in Minnesota, when I moved here, I found out that the thinking was that the counties in the metro area are in charge of the groundwater, and the WMOs, or watershed districts, are in charge of the surface water management, which does not lend itself to, especially when, like, our county has never seen fit to write a groundwater protection plan. It's still working, its environmental department is still working with cities, however, to establish wellhead protection zones. But without a geological survey, which they didn't take the opportunity when money was offered to do a full geological survey, and they didn't write a groundwater protection plan, then we don't really have, you know, a comprehensive plan to protect our groundwater here in the county. People can say what they want, and maybe my look at this, my take on this is very simple-minded, but I know there's no teeth in a groundwater needs assessment, which I sat there on all those meetings, and they did that, but it doesn't require any that you do anything, mm-hmm. just that you assess the needs. So they did that part. But once you have a real groundwater protection plan, then it has to be implemented. Things have to be done. And otherwise it's left up to, you know,